Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Everybody, welcome. Another episode, Knowles 24/7 on the bench. I'm Trey Rowland. That, of course, is Brandon Sinone, but who is that? Who is that new fresh face? That, my friends, is the newest addition to the Knowles 24/7 staff. We scooped him from VT Scoop on the 24/7 Sports Network, and that is Colby Crawford. Guys, if you're watching on YouTube, look at that fresh, vibrant face. If you're listening in your audio, I'm sure the voice is fresh and vibrant. You're going to find out right now. Colby, it is a pleasure to have you here, and it is a pleasure for you to join us at Knowles 24/7.
I know. I'm super excited to be on with you guys and looking forward to this next little run. Super, super stoked to get going and some nice warmer weather here this summer.
Not bad, dude. Take advantage of it as you can. We'll give you some background. I want everybody, you know, introduce our subscriber base, introduce our listeners, watchers to Colby. Let him know his background, maybe even what his, like, where he went to school, his favorite team. Is he going to make a mistake and be a UCF guy like Brendan? Is he a secret Gator? We don't know yet. You'll find out. Let's call the teaser in the business. But hey, before we get to Colby, we got to pay the bills. And nothing pays the bills like that sweet, sweet brown juice that I like to call Chattanooga whiskey. That is right. The best whiskey this side of the Mississippi River. Brendan, hold that up right now. What bottle are you holding up right now, buddy? You're going to have to unmute yourself. What is that?
Oh, I was muted. This is their white port cask finished, which I didn't know there was a white port wine, but you know, leave it to Chattanooga whiskey, figuring it out. It's impressive.
If it's weird, it's delicious. They will find it, and they will put their hooch in that cask to age and mature and get interesting. But it's not just about all interesting casks and wines and whatever and stuff that I don't understand. They got the good stuff. That 111 proof, there is no greater mix of value, quality, and taste that you can find on the market. Chattanooga whiskey has it all beat. You want it weird? They got it. You want it interesting? They're interesting. You wanted to get the job done, brother. They got that too. Chattanooga whiskey. It is what it is, and it is the best. And guys, what do I always say? Couple of nips of the Chattanooga whiskey. It's time to sell your house with the Turner Group. Colby's laughing. This stuff is going to get old to you real quick, buddy. I promise. The Turner Group. It is the best Florida-based real estate firm in the entire state. They've got it. What you need, Colin and Amy. White glove service with a professional reach. You want to buy, you want to sell, you want to rent, and you're in the state of Florida, you don't use the Turner Group. You're a dumbass. So figure it out. Use the Turner Group. Sip the Chattanooga whiskey. And guys, say hello to Colby Crawford. Colby, how did you get into this crazy game? How long have you been with the 24/7 Sports Network?
Well, first off, Trey, you got to keep the sponsors happy. It's not going to get old yet because I have to reach out to the Turner Group now because I'm moving down there. So maybe they can hook me up here. You know?
Wow. This guy already gets it. He's quick on the draw. That's right.
but no, and first off, thank you guys again for having me. But it's kind of, like you said, a crazy rodeo dream scenario, genuinely. I mean, I think a lot of people can empathize or relate to growing up being just a massive sports fan, right? And being around it and wanting to find a route in it, let alone college football. And, you know, my story is kind of different. Like, I grew up in Norfolk, Virginia. We were talking a little bit on air. That's kind of the city right over from Virginia Beach. Florida State fans are familiar from EJ Manuel, probably about 25 minutes away from Bayside where he's from.
Ooh, good.
And grew up there. And you know, you would think Virginia Tech, that's got to be the school that you always thought of. No, like, honestly, up until I got into a program here, that wasn't really in the cards. You wanted to talk about, with Brendan, were you a fan of a program? I was a fan of Tidewater Community College when I was in high school. And I was like, let's get that associate's degree first and then maybe head right on down the road to Old Dominion.
ODU, the mom. Yeah.
There we go. The Taylor Heineke days was there in the student section for all those days there at ODU. Yep. Some pretty good formative times that really make you fall in love with college football. I love, you know, being around some Power Four ball, but man, the Group of Six and even FCS back then, there was nothing
fun
like it.
Fun times, man. Yeah. Good stuff.
I mean, it's the love of the game, but no, but anyway, and then things devolve. And I was just talking with someone earlier, actually, like right down the hall from where I am now. And I submitted like a couple applications. I got into ODU and like whatever. And I submitted my like regular decision application to Virginia Tech at 11:57 PM. Like almost didn't get it in, like regular decision, not early anything. And I mean, like I was a good student in high school. It was just like for a litany of reasons, like probably not going to be an option. And then a couple months later, I get this email from this like lady, and it seems like one of those classic spam emails. Like, hey, would you like to interview for this and like position in the Honors College and like la 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 and all these great benefits? It's like, I mean, I'm going to respond back. I'm probably going to, you know, end up with a DM talking about all this crypto money and tell you to vote for your favorite podcast.
Well, I went to ODU and I bought an NFT anyway.
Yeah.
the favorite podcast thing is insane right now. Like my Twitter DMs are just full of like dozens of them. And Colby and I do the recruiting game a little bit sometimes. So that might be part of like, Trey, you may not have quite the same, but there is a lot of clicking on the vote for your favorite podcast link right now. Don't do it, folks. Okay.
I almost was the first one is what it felt like, but let alone it actually wasn't a scam. And I interviewed for this like Honors College program, and I had to have been the last guy through because half the other people in my cohort or whatever, they knew they got into this before they knew they got into the school. So I was like, someone must have dropped down there like, all right, let's let this kid in from Tidewater. And boy, they shouldn't have given me the chance because once we got here, I came in as a business student. But like I said, I had all those credits for my associate's degree. Mm-hmm. And quite literally, I was on the phone with like my mom and half talked to an advisor. And she sent me like this link of all these other majors. And I was like, all right, let's do one. You know, that's a little bit more buttoned up, right? We can thank the sponsors. And then another one, you know, scroll all the way to the bottom and there at S for sports media and analytics. And I was like, yep, that's the one. You know, that's the passion. And let's kind of chase after it. And serendipitous. God, whatever. It was just kind of incredible how there was an opening at VT Scoop right as I like switched into that program at the
second semester. Come on, man. That's fate. Look at all that fate aligning.
Yeah. The second semester of my freshman year. And like now, you know, they're sort of going through that process of trying to find the next person there and talking with different people there. And they're like, we interviewed you. And it just kind of felt right. And I told the guy, like I'd called some games in high school, like half joking, right? I was like, I hadn't written anything. And I called Evan, the publisher and owner over there, and was like, look, man, I don't have any clips or anything, but like no one is going to outwork me these next 4 years if you give me this chance. And I still remember exactly where I was, actually, right before this just like crushed like a massive final senior year buffet with that friend who was there. Like we were studying for this test, just like, like right before this. And like we still talk about it. He's like, dude, that phone call, it just felt like such a throwaway thing. And then seeing where it's like parlayed into. And then from there, right, went on spring break trip, came back. It was spring ball, and it just kind of rolled from there, from spring ball into covering recruiting, and then obviously the season and the transfer portal. I think as soon as that popped off, there was really a missing niche, at least in the Virginia Tech market, for the transfer portal. And I was at an era in my life where I just didn't didn't need to sleep. So things kind of got rolling from there. And it's honestly been the biggest blessing, the community over there on VT Scoop. I'm maybe not like talking about UCF, but I will give them their flowers. They have really welcomed me in with open arms, and they've definitely seen me come up over the last 4 years. I could not be more grateful for them. And obviously staying in the network means a ton that I can still go back in and post. And obviously a lot of the stuff in the ACC carries over. And also on that, it allowed me to go travel to really cool places like Tallahassee, Florida, multiple times. Seeing Jordan Travis, you know, big game in, what would that have been, 2023. And then also last year, seeing New Doke, you know, albeit a much more down season for both programs last year, but still seeing all the renovations.
Colby, whenever he's in Doke, FSU's 2-0.
I was about to say, the two times I've been to Tallahassee for football games, Florida State has won. Yeah.
Well, we haven't had much more than two over the past couple years, so you should feel pretty honored, my friend. You are a good luck charm. So 4 years at VT Scoop, what type of work did you do for them? What did you really gravitate towards? What do you really want to bring to Knowles 24/7?
Yeah, and I mean, I think it sounds kind of corny. It's like my bio on Twitter, but I really don't know if I have a clear role description over there. And even with Evan, it kind of was like the running joke that I was the jack of all trades. And like, I kind of did everything. Like even coming up, like I was someone that was cutting grass, cleaning pools, you know, changing tires, just doing literally whatever, dishwashing, like just trying to get my hands on everything. And as soon as I got, you know, that crack in the door at VT Scoop, man, I slid my whole leg and then I got my arm through and they couldn't slam it on me. And, you know, early on I was doing women's basketball, men's basketball, everything you could imagine.
From sure.
Video to recruiting to team stories to coaching movement, and then let alone the transfer portal. As we move into Knowles 24/7, like I said, I think I've found a little bit more of a niche with recruiting. I think you'll see a lot of that as well. But I mean, I love the team site stuff. I mean, really anything around college football is kind of just in my wheelhouse. And I think I really think it's the lifeblood of college football, and it all starts with recruiting and talent acquisition. And you know, there's a lot of crazy things happening in DC right now, and I think they just have to find a way to get emphasis back on talent acquisition, especially through the high school ranks, right? Like that is the foundation. And, you know, I thoroughly enjoy doing that. And I look forward to doing it in obviously a much larger state, much larger market like Florida, just with all the talent. Like you look at, I mean, it even gets commented on VT Scoop's website of like, dude, this guy's the 89th player in Georgia or even Florida. And it's like, he's a 88 three-star, an 89 three-star. Mm-hmm. And you go, and Virginia at a time was super competitive. Like we were talking before he went on, the Vic brothers, Allen Iverson, Ronald Curry. I mean, the list goes on and on of guys. Taj Boyd, we were going on and on. There's right. been a ton of talent that's come through Virginia. But when you just see all these guys and you look up, like I was even joking with one guy the other night at dinner. He was like, the whole Ravens defense is from one county in Florida pretty much. It's just kind of insane to think about that.
Well, and I think, too, even for guys like historical Florida State fans, like that DMV area, which is crazy when you think about where Florida State's located, right? State of Florida, state of Georgia, reach over in Alabama, poach a little bit here and there. But that DMV has always been really kind to, like, Florida State, right, Brendan? I mean, it's something to where I wonder if it could get reestablished again. I don't know. It's kind of like interesting, but it always has been something that has been kind to Florida State. Colby, being from that area yourself, do you have any like early memories of Florida State football? Like what is the earliest memory you have of like of Florida State?
That's really awesome that you said that. And I don't want to date anyone that's like watching or on the board, and like, don't take this to offense. But for me personally, I think it has to be that 2013 national championship game. That it was 2013, right? That it was in the Rose Bowl. It was after,
yes, sir. Yep.
It was after New Year's, or maybe was it on the first?
It was like straight. It was like January 1st. Or
one year we were there. So we got to go there 2 years in a row. I can't remember which. It was the year after. We ran into Telvin Smith and
yeah.
Oh God, who else? There was two kids from Valdosta, and then we saw Suge Knight there too. It was a crazy. It was a crazy. That was the year after.
Oh, bro, I would have kept the wide berth from old Suge, dude.
they were like, yo, he's done some things before.
Yeah, allegedly. So anyway, don't want to get in trouble here on the pod, but Colby, that national championship game, the one against Auburn, that's something that really stuck out to you?
Yeah, I would say that one. I mean, I remember it like clear as day, and I remember staying up, and it was like when SportsCenter would do the reruns, and like I'll get into even more of like what I thought about the game, but I mean, I just remember that. I think it was Jameis Winston's birthday. that game, it was, I just remember it so clearly. It was like Auburn's going to, I think Auburn jumped out to like a 21-3 lead or something, or they were leading.
They did.
Like Florida
they
State did. Led first. And then it was like Trey Mason, I think, because I saw him play, it was the Redskins versus the Rams. Did Trey Mason get drafted to the Rams?
Yes, he did.
So 1 year, I was at that, it was in Washington, I went to that game, but I just remember, like, I was like, we were going to that game, and I was like, who's good on this team? And I was like, Trey Mason. He made that play right before, and it's like Auburn's going to win this game. Like, he just popped that really big run.
Oh, yeah, hit the Heisman, dude. It was not fun.
I think the guy he ran over. It was true. Was it Jalen Ramsey? That's what I was about to say. Yeah. And then, obviously, Jameis, with a little over a minute, like I said, obviously, I'm probably going to get ridiculed because everyone probably has this, like, imbranded into their
mind. No, this is great, man. I love it.
It's like Jameis goes down, and he hits – someone, and they make that big cut down the right sideline, and I'm gonna get ridiculed, but it was obviously a receiver, and he makes that big play, and then probably should have got called for the horse tackle.
Yeah, Rashad Green.
Then obviously there was a pass interference, which I believe was Chris Davis who had the PI on for Auburn.
Rough drive for Chris.
And obviously it's Benjamin who comes down with the really big play there. Was I wrong?
No, dude, this is great.
How old were you, Colby? How old were you during this?
I would have been, I think, in third grade. So, like, seven? No, nine. I would have been nine. I would have been nine. Yeah, I'm tripping.
I was probably that age when Florida State beat Virginia Tech.
In 99.
Yeah, the national championship game. And I would have been by halftime, I think. So, better man than I.
But I just remember sneaking back up, and it was Jimbo talking on the desk. And I don't know who was there, but it was obviously when it was the BCS Crystal Ball Trophy, which is still always like it's always my favorite. Like, you know, when you see whoever it was, or because I guess Saban was whatever the Notre Dame year was, that 2012
year. Yeah, that was the year before.
Yeah, because like I just feel like there's a couple moments where you like have it ingrained in your head when it was that Crystal Ball, and you know Jimbo lifting it up, and obviously Jameis. I mean, the career he had there. I mean, even what he did at baseball and like that year and even the next year, what he had at Florida State, like I think that is ingrained. Like just those last couple plays, the sequence, like, okay, this is a real like national brand. Prior to that, I like I said, probably didn't have memory, but that like bust on the scene, like that Auburn team was crazy, right?
Yeah.
Like after the Cam Newton year is like I start to remember some of that college football season, but really after that. I start to remember. So, like, I didn't even know Auburn. But you saw that crazy run they went on. And then that Florida State team. I would also say, I don't want to bring too much salt, but it was Oregon the next year, right?
It was definitely. We were living on borrowed time a couple of times during that season.
It was Marcus Mariota just going crazy. But, no, I would say definitely the national championship game was my first, like, real introduction to this and, like, who Jimbo Fisher was in it. I remember they were like, this West Virginia boy and like all that. And then obviously just Jameis, like high and tight, man, high and tight. And yeah, and Trey Mason. And I'll also say like just on a recruiting sprint, like another guy that I was just thinking as we were talking about, it was Josh Sweat from Austin.
Yeah,
so he was right around that way. And like even now still, that was a crazy one with Virginia Tech where it was last second, like last final minute.
Yeah, he was coming off a knee injury like his senior year.
Crazy. Like he had to be like airlifted.
He was bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. That was insane. So that was another one. But I would say most definitely the national championship sticks out. I ought to go watch that back and like recount those memories. But like I just remember like how could you not get hooked on that?
Well, you're getting me rehyped up, dude. And you're listen, I knew Brendan said good things about you. Of course I had to talk to myself to confirm it. When you start talking about the beauty of that Waterford Crystal football, you're a man of taste because it doesn't get any better than that. You want to see a great image. Brendan was talking about 99. The way Bobby Bowden used to drip out in the late 90s, him holding that ball, dude, all-timer. But I love it because I think it's something that probably Florida State fans, unfortunately, need to be reminded of a little bit in this current day and age. Florida State is a national brand. Florida State is a powerhouse. Like, Florida State effect is it one of the dozen or so like college football programs that really has like seismic influence, right? They affect people across state lines. What is your current opinion right now of the Florida State program? And what do you think still like you're leaving a job that you were at close to home? Another pretty passionate fan base in Virginia Tech, for sure. They have a great history of success as well, right, with Frank Beamer and Bud Foster and everything like that. But you're leaving to come cover for this position at Florida State. What is appealing to you? And I guess, what is your current state of the Florida State football program?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm just politicking or being a politician here, but to the people who obviously follow Florida State, I think I could empathize or really honestly for the last couple of years relate to you my entire experience at Virginia Tech, kind of how it's been. I mean, genuinely though, seeing the recruiting returns, the on-field returns really into a downturn, coming off. Now, I think Florida State definitely hit higher highs with three or multiple national titles under,
sure,
obviously Bowden and the one with Jimbo. But that high is higher than Beamer. But, Beamer was here, now to kids, especially recruits nowadays, that's ancient memory. For a guy like me, I don't even fully remember that. So you kind of have that lost generation, but they won 7 years in a row with 10 plus wins, maybe even 8 or whatever it was of 10 plus wins, multiple ACC championships. They won the ACC the first year they were in the league.
Colby, they cleaned up. It was funny because they came from the Big East with Miami and everybody's this was that early 2000s Miami run. This is Miami's conference. And to be honest with you, that early after that transition, it was really Virginia Tech's conference. Yeah. Now, Florida State, we snuck one out when I was in college. I think we were 7-6, but we won the championship game off some Willie Reed punt returns.
Was that against Virginia Tech?
That was against Virginia Tech. So, that was the year that it was Joe Pa versus Bobby Bowden in the Orange Bowl.
Yeah.
So that's when I was in school. But honestly, got lucky to sneak one out. Virginia Tech was humming under Frank Beamer during those early 2000s.
So that's kind of what I would say is that's kind of the perception of Florida State. I feel like I've been in the program, and now you can see they go and they make a great, I think pretty much across the board for Virginia Tech, the best home run head coach hire that they could make. And you're seeing the returns already on the recruiting trail, close to top 15 already recruiting. They brought in a ton of talent in the portal, top whatever 15 class there. And you can already see the upswinging donations and renovations they're making the facilities, more support behind the athletic program. And it's now there were a ton of lean years there. After Beamer retired in 2015, Justin Fuente comes in and, they – if we want to talk about Memphis head coaches,
we could. What an interesting segue. Yeah,
Justin Fuente comes in and makes the ACC championship game in his first year. Almost beats the Clemson team that goes on to win a national championship that year. And then obviously, it's not all on his shoulders. There's some athletic department decisions that probably, and some funding and choices that probably weren't behind him at the right time. But that obviously doesn't go the right way. And then you make a hire of Brent Pry and that never really gets its chance to take off the ground. It's kind of crazy. I came in my freshman year with Brent Pry, and we both left, I guess, midway through our senior year because it seems I also checked out. So, yeah, and then he's back. So I'm not taking a fifth year or anyone, but I would say, obviously not the standing, but at the same time, Virginia Tech or on the website or people, you couldn't pitch anything. Maybe 2019, 7 years ago, you saw a semi-decent season, but 2016 was the last ACC championship game berth.
Right.
For Florida State, we're acting like this is ancient history. They were just 13-0 and or whatever it was, 12-0, and then no, 13-0, won the ACC championship game. And good thing we're going to 2014, so no one can get left out. But honestly, he got screwed out of an opportunity that year, and obviously with the injury. But that was in my tenure, I was at that game that they beat Virginia Tech. And it's that was not so long ago. So it's you still have that momentum. It's fresh in recruits' minds. It's fresh in boosters' minds. It's fresh in fans' minds. It's fresh in your guys' minds. So you're not having to pitch a dream. And I don't want to bring in another school, but a Nebraska, right? They've probably gone through closer to 20 years of not as much a sustained success. That's harder to be look, we can do this. I think Florida State's a lot easier when it's dude, this was – we're not talking a decade. We're talking within the last 4 to 5 years. We were operating at this clip. So I would say that's my perception. Now, you brought on some talent from the portal. Excited for this official visit season because you got the opportunity. Right now, I think a name that sticks out to any college football fan is Deuce Robinson and his ability to go make plays. So that's kind of where I'm at heading into the job. Now, me and Brendan, you're going to have to schedule some calls and lock in a lot more of this personnel. But that's kind of where I'm at right now.
We do have a fun exercise planned of getting Colby to be a behind the scenes spectator of you, myself, AB and Kev doing the 40 most important player list so he can kind of see how we do it.
All right, can you, before we go through this full roster, can you make sure that his contract is ironclad? That would be fun. Now, that's, you want to talk about the sausage being made, big dog. That is where the sausage is made.
Yeah, but Colby, you can't do any homework beforehand, and the over-under is on 12 players. We just saw the memory that this dude has, the knowledge that he has. Over-under is on 12 players, whether you'd be able to name them all before. We won't do it to you now, but
I'm going over. I'm impressed with the frame of reference and the recall so far. I think one thing that I have for you, Colby, like you mentioned being recruiting the lifeblood, something that you've really taken to. Not as much during like Florida State's like historical peak. Virginia Tech and Florida State would run in different recruiting circles. A lot of that's geographic location. Not so much anymore. When you've talked to some recruits and there has been some overlap between the Virginia Tech and the Florida State recruits, what have you kind of heard about Florida State's place, Mike Norvell or anybody on his current staff as recruiters? Like what have you heard about them from recruits in that world?
I would say the biggest thing on my end right now is facility stock.
Really?
When you hear them come through, and obviously they go through the new indoor and everything over there, they're pretty wowed by the facility and obviously the update to the stadium, at least on my end. Like sure. I said, I haven't talked to these guys who have probably, I mean, because like I said, there's some Virginia guys who have been to Virginia Tech 8 times before they commit to whatever school, right? Whether it's the right down the road. There's some Florida guys that, you know, the coaches know very well. And, you know, maybe it's different. But the guys I've talked to just are like, okay, the new facility is insane. So I would say that's their perception. I would say, you know, Coach Norvell, they obviously have seen what he's been able to do. You know, the quarterback position in certain instances, there's a quarterback that visited down there and said, saw his vision along the offense and was excited. As long for his current staff, I honestly don't have too many, like, memories or even perception from different players talking about his staff. I would say when Gus Malzahn was there, I've heard some give some pretty fun accounts about recruiting visits and pitches. Because that's what I was about to say. Have heard quite a bit about Gus Malzahn and some of those visits and their perception. But you know, with him not being there, I'm not as familiar with some. Because Marv was there before he went to Virginia Tech. Because I was trying to think about there.
Correct. That is correct. Yeah, he was your defensive coordinator there. Yeah, that's right. He was our linebackers coach. Not too well liked over here.
Yeah, inside baseball that, you know, I should probably let Barry. But you know what? New players, we hand up. Got to be a man about it. It was when they announced that Marv, and it was two position coaches, and honestly, I think it was Marvin, it was two other coaches got fired. I think it was the strength coach, and I think it was Ron Crook, offensive line, strength coach, and defensive coordinator or something in that mix. And I had, like, you know, breaking news, right? And had the graphic, and, you know, some had to make some changes. And just on the tweet, I just like listed out their names. I just said like, it was like breaking. And like, if you want to find it, and it got to like Florida State Twitter, and I was getting fried because it was just like, breaking, and it just listed their names, and I missed the part where it's like, have been fired or are fired.
What
story? Like in the story, it was good. It was like story, and everyone was like, "Well, we're waiting." And I just remember, like, for days after, like I would check my mentions, and it'd be like a Florida State account, like it reached, and I was like,
oh. "Yeah." One thing Colby should know going into this, man, is that the Florida State fan base on Twitter is super forgiving, really kind and warm, and there'll never be any pushback.
Listen, bud. Now that this may be a Brendan centric thing, if you hit them with the memes and the jokes, I've ingratiated myself pretty well, but Brendan's got more of a serious job to do. You will as well. I tend to like mixing it up.
I heard there was something about like a dog one year. I don't know though.
You don't know the curse?
Oh yeah. Did anything ever come about that? I don't know.
No, and that's why we're in the hellscape. Because the guy still needs to eat
a dog turd when he gets to Tallahassee and end the curse.
No, don't put that on my guy. Okay. It ain't his
responsibility. Wow, man, we're really setting this tenure up good here.
It ain't his responsibility. But okay, so it is interesting you say that because there is a mystique that Florida State is still Florida State. I think we saw it a little bit during that Alabama game last year.
Yeah.
There is a lot of pent up energy, man, and it's being stifled down right now through a variety of different reasons. Colby, you'll get to see him. We'll talk about it. We can give you all kind of the background. But it is there. The passion's there. it erupted after the Alabama game, and it was like a month of sunshine and rainbows. It was fantastic, but it's an interesting time to be a part of the fan base.
As you said that, it made me think, like, we were talking about what's your perception. Isn't that crazy? Like, no, you went and beat a top 10 team at home, like, last year.
You physically mauled them, too.
I mean, we're not talking about, like, years ago. Like, last year, you host Alabama. That was a team that went to the college football playoff, and you beat them pretty handedly. And you know what? I also thought about it. It's crazy, man. Like, all this stuff is coming back. I was supposed to be at the Virginia game. My sister, she just graduated with her master's degree from there. I was supposed to be at that game on a Friday night.
Florida State would have won.
I was about to say. So I might be the reason why maybe I was the dog guy, because I
could have been.
They win that game. They're already top 10. They're probably still rolling. You know, Tommy Castellanos had
just cruise
a billion yards against Kent State or whatever it was. And then you go beat Virginia on the road, and they probably aren't a ACC contender last year. Man, that's because I had a lot of friends over at that game. And then.
Right. Played in the ACC championship.
Wild game. We just need to figure out how to defend Mesh. So Colby,
or stop the run that one drive when the quarterback's hand was all messed up and they just ran. Okay, I got a dog here. You know, poop.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing
and Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, I've been rethinking how I style the smallest spaces in my house this summer. Instead of stressing over what won't fit, I've been looking at tons of versatile styles from Bob's Discount Furniture that actually multitask. Whether you're working from home or hosting guests, take that Betty dining set, for example. When it's just me, it's a compact, space-saving setup with a super comfy Bobapedic seats. But it extends in a snap when company arrives. It comes in four fun colors, boasts over 1,500 five-star reviews, and at just $5.99 for a seven-piece set, you'll actually have a budget left for the dinner party. And if you love that retro chic vibe, they also have the Betty Bedroom Set featuring gorgeous felt-lined storage drawers and another 1,500 five-star reviews. Or if you just want to lounge, check out the Phantom Power Reclining Sofa. It's packed with cup holders, charging ports, and Bobapedic cushions without taking over your whole living room. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
That's wonderful, Brendan. So, Colby, what sort of work? I took a look, obviously, when Brendan was talking to you. A lot of the work that I saw was really impressive, and you seem like you're a guy with a lot of multifaceted skills. For the subscriber base in Knowles 24/7, what type of like content are you going to deliver? And because I've noticed a lot of different mediums that you seem to play around in.
Yeah, I think they should look forward to a variety of different things coming from me: written content, video content, and stemming across like different things. Like I've said it before, and I honestly don't know if I've said it verbally for a long time, but really the jack of all trades. Like I love going to practice, and you know, I know Florida State obviously has different like protocols, but you talk to people and little things trickle out, and that's the best thing, because I just feel so early in my time here before I really even knew anything. And to be clear, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm still stumbling into everything and figuring it out as I go. But it was, we all go to the same press conferences. We all go to the same media availabilities, and everyone writes the same stories. And it's like, that gets kind of stale really quickly, or at least what I noticed here. And it's like, how are you going to differentiate and create value for not only the subscriber, but just like the fan or people that want to know about college football, right? Because you can write about a press conference and there's always things to pull out of there, but it's like, a lot of that you can take at surface value, or you mm-hmm. know that a message is trying to be portrayed to someone, or maybe not the full instance of the truth, right?
Right,
you know, dancing around some things. So in my time here, man, it's been such a learning lesson, not only just for sports media or learning about college sports, but just talking to everyone. You'd be surprised how much, if you listen and talk to people, how much you can find out. And just spending time here as a student and just being granted a lot of great opportunities, I feel like I've built up a good base to report at a level and be privy to some information that is valuable and can provide some insight to college football and even some other decisions. So I would say there's a lot of that. I'm looking forward to the challenges of that in a new environment. And I would say that, and also to grow the digital presence. Like, as you've seen behind me, Colby's Corner, it really blew up. We had kind of started my own, whatever, live stream, YouTube channel. I don't even know. I should probably market that better. But you know,
you got time, dude. It's still new.
we had our own live show. Well, I guess I was just running this live show, and I started it at the start of fall camp. It was something I always wanted to do, like just practice reports. And I always filmed like stand up practice reports, but I never went live, and it kind of felt disingenuous because we do Q&As on the website, right? And I still love that aspect of, you know, running the message board and having a Q&A, but having a live chat as social media evolves, right? Like, you see everyone streaming. So having that ability to bring people in and have their own comment was super awesome. And then obviously post game, doing that after every game, and you know, you're living and dying in those game threads, and then you go live and everyone kind of trickles over there, and then you're responding to everyone in person. It's not just me typing it. Like, you can see my reaction, and you know, you'd have the high highs, like the NC State game for Virginia Tech last year with interim head coach that no one expected to win. And then you have low lows, like the Old Dominion game. And I probably have a couple thousand people in there concurrent, all saying some very silly things that I don't want to, I forget, no offense, I forget who it is. I'm going to hit you up for a lease, but that company or the whiskey company being upset about.
No, Turner Group, we'll get it.
There we go. Shout out them, but saying some silly words and then it really exploded with the coaching search, right? Like, as soon as the, you know, pretty early on in reporting for James Franklin, a lot of that. And as soon as all that was really bubbling up, man, it really kind of exploded. I think that's what I do it for, genuinely. It's like, what's your why, or like, how have you found it? I think it's the people, and the people that come up to you here when you're getting food, like at the buffet, like I just said with my friend, or when you're at a wedding for a good friend of yours in a hometown, and someone on the wife side of the family grew up and was a paramedic in Blacksburg and was like, oh, well, you posted on the message board that, oh no, you're not gonna be able to make the spring game because you have to go to some wedding. And I was like, oh no way, it'd be this wedding.
Hey, Colby, whatever happened to Chris Marv? You never finished the tweet.
Yeah. Thankfully we haven't had an in-person encounter like that. Now, I'm sure a lot of conversations like that behind my back. And so, like, you know, some of the times here you feel like, what's that Eminem song? Like, without me, like, man, it'd be so boring here without me.
Now that's a great pull for somebody who was 9 years old in 2013. That's a good pull, dude.
So I don't even really remember where I went with that, but yeah, well, I would expect a little bit of that. You know, you ask what content, you're going to get this, that, and the other, and hopefully have a really great time doing it and provide some value along the way.
I was going to say, honestly, long story short, brother, it sounds like you do everything and you love doing everything, and the energy's infectious, dude. You guys, there's going to be a barrage of content, and I think whatever you guys want, obviously, we're here at the pleasure of the subscriber base, man. Hit Colby with some good ideas, dude, because he's going to do it and he can execute it at a high level. I do have one question for you, totally apropos of nothing. I'm sure it has nothing to do with Florida State. How'd you like covering a coaching search?
Yeah, man, it was really
exciting.
Fun. Yeah, it was really awesome. And I've got I'm expecting and yearning for a long career in this industry, right? So you're gonna face quite a few different events, you know. So just want to be ready and, you know, have some things saved up and prepared if we were to ever come across a situation.
That was good. Unflappable, sir. Very nice. Like I said, apropos of nothing. Brendan, well, we've got you on, the venerable statesman.
Yeah.
The energetic newcomer who I'm ready to go now.
I keep thinking about the dynamic of him and Chris together and Colby pulling energy out of knee, and I think he's going to do it. I can't wait to see the Grinch's heart grow and grow, it's going to be nuts to watch. Awesome. I'm excited for that.
I'm thinking about going down to Amelia Island right now and just showing up like a spark plug in the morning. Hey, here's your coffee, man.
Hanging with the big dog. Oh, dude. That,
you may get in the crack a smile yet. We'll see.
You want to talk about a buddy cop movie? That'd be fantastic. Brennan, do you have any words of wisdom, things that you want to impart to Cole that you think might be some lessons that you learned, could be about covering the team, the message board, maybe the internet? You mentioned how great of a relationship you have with internet fan base. What do you think would be some helpful tips and tricks for the young ward to know?
I think Colby is going to approach it in a very different way than I've approached it. And that's cool. It's going to work out for him and it's worked out for me. And there's different ways you can go about it. So I don't know if he's going to step into like some of the same like potholes that I did. I don't think he's going to get in his feelings like I would. I don't think he'll be getting into it with people on the social medias like I would. He has a much more optimistic view, I think, in life, you know, in general. So I think that's going to serve him well.
Didn't mean to get so philosophical and deep here, but I appreciate the candor, Mr.
This is new me. I'm being very transparent. Like last time we did the episode together, I tell people how I'm feeling when they ask now. You know, it's all right today. I mean, 6 out of 10. It's fine. Yeah. But no, seriously, the fan base is going to have ebbs and flows like everything in life. But it's going to ride them all at a very extreme level. I know that's, you know, fan bases in general, fandom, you know, fan short for fanatic, but you're going to feel that and it's going to be intense. And man, energy around Tallahassee when it's clicking and the program is on the ascent, it is like you walk outside your house and you feel it. It is different. It is cool. And I'm hopeful for you that you get to experience that element of it. And you know, when it's not going well, like it has for a while, you can kind of create your own energy too. And that would be my advice to you. You have that with you. You've impressed me with that since day one, since the first interview. A little behind the scenes, Colby was a dark horse for us. Like he was someone who kind of came out of nowhere. He applied, like had heard his name before, did research on him right away. Was like, ooh, that's really interesting, and immediately became like a favorite right away. So, and you can see why. Like the energy is infectious, a lot of knowledge, and the versatility. Yeah, I'm excited. I don't know if that's really advice, but
No, it was actually just really nice things to say. I bet he really appreciated it.
Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. yeah, man, you're gonna have. I do have one point that I thought like Colby went on a couple times. I think it'd be fun to talk about, and it's like his perception trait of Florida State and what it can be, what it hasn't been the last few years, but what it's been very recently. It feels very different than like what you and I have been living, right? The last couple of years, it feels like it's been a slow death march inside of it. But the bird's eye view that Colby's bringing in, which I think is going to be really positive for the website to have a different perspective. It's just different. It's just different. And it's kind of refreshing to hear someone be like, what are y'all like? It wasn't that long ago. So I'm curious whether he's going to inject energy in us or if we're going to beat him down. It's going to be one or the other. I don't think it's going to be one in between.
We'll see. Like you said, when he sees how the sausage is made, like nobody really wants to know how they make a hot dog, right? But I am actually with you that sometimes you can be a little too close to it when you're doing it every day. It is nice to say, hey, no, 2023 – I'm not a math whiz. He's a data analytics guy, but I believe that was 3 years ago, right? So he gets, I enjoy that as well. And I think that's a very valuable thing. I will say to Brendan's point with the fan base, when it's good, it's the best. And in my opinion, even when it's bad, they're still really funny. So it's like entertaining. So I've got like that pack of like rabid dogs that Brendan's talking about. Those are like the people I run with. So like, I love I'm in fan base. They speak to me.
Well, I think I can really relate to a lot, just even with where Virginia Tech was. Like, I mean, I can say like it's been down. I mean, the entire time I've been here and around it, it's been down. Now things are obviously looking up kind of right as I'm leaving, but there was not a lot of hopium or optimism. I mean, outside of that, the end of the 2023 year when they go 7-6 and win the Military Bowl and, you know, they have all that returning production back and Kyron Drones, a Heisman favorite or a Heisman watch list name and someone to watch. And then it all kind of comes out from under them. So, you know, there were spurts there, but largely a lot of negativity. And we're still here. Now, I can also hear what you're saying, where you get a little too close to the situation and see it from a different lens. And I think that's where it can sometimes be not hard, but, you know, like I have friends that are graduating or leaving, and they look at Virginia Tech Athletics, the school of Virginia Tech, and Virginia Tech football in probably a whole different light.
Sure.
That as what I do, just because of the things you see, the things you hear, and some of just what, like you said it multiple times, how the sausage is made, right? So I think it's all different, but I'm very excited. Like I said, the dawn is always what dark is right before the day. Shout out the Dark Knight. But I'm very excited. And
I love it.
I was about to say, you can't.
Oh, yes, I was wondering what would break.
No, that's the other one. Don't bane. Yes. Don't. I told you,
Ben. I was born in the darkness.
Dude, don't bane him on his first episode. You're baning him too quick. Colby, I'm going to leave the final word with you. Is there, before I let you have the final word to the subscriber base, like I said, man, guys, you see all the stuff he's bringing to the table. Energy, content diversity, a lot of great ideas, a lot of different platforms. My man's excited. Now I'm more excited. I love it. Any like fun facts about yourself? Like what kind of music you into? Any sort of food? I don't know. You skydive? Like one thing. Like what's one little thing that they wouldn't know before listening to this episode?
If you're going to make me say one thing, I'm really excited. I know Tallahassee is a little inland, but I love to surf. I grew up in coastal Virginia. I'm a big surfer. So excited to go scoot over there to some breaks over on 38 and get over to some of my buddies where I've stashed some boards over on the East Coast.
Oh, my brother. Well, I'm from Cocoa Beach myself. Home of a little man named Kelly Slater.
Only 11 world titles there.
Oh, dear God. The numbers. I love them already.
You guys are getting along too well now. I don't like it.
This is good stuff. We got to end the episode on a high note. Colby, anything you want to say to this Florida State fan base that I'm sure are going to be ingratiate, welcome you with open arms, man. Anything you want to say to them before we close this one out?
I'm grateful. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm excited to deliver the content and be around. So looking forward to it. Let's have a great year, and this is just a start. So head over to Knowles 24/7. Go subscribe because we got a lot of stuff coming.
We do have a lot of stuff coming. For Brendan Sinone, for myself, Trey Rowland, for our newest member, Colby Crawford, for 11-time World Surfing Champion, Kelly Slater. That was another episode of On the Bench. You heard the new man. Get on to Knowles247.com. Every single piece of info that's fit to print or listen to is there. The best Florida State community in the entire nation is there. And guys, guess what? Colby Crawford is going to be there. So get on there, see what we're doing, and I love you all. Keep chopping.
Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online, connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.